things that failures don't like to do, successful people don't like to do them either. They just get in the habit of doing it. When you change your habits, you can change your habitat.
What pain did the caterpillar have to go through in order to become the butterfly?
Come on.
You elevate, you ain't got to crawl no more.
Yeah. Them fiery darts coming at you on the top of the mountaintop. Yeah. The bigger your audience, the bigger your audit, bruh.
Woo.
You want more followers on the gram and on TikTok and on YouTube.
You got more audience coming.
Man, you got to get more audience.
Because
you got a bigger audience. Everybody not about to agree with you.
Oh, okay.
And guess what? Okay. You don't have to agree with me, bruh. Yeah. I don't need you to agree with me. I'm with the greatest agreeer on the planet. You, hey, wife, hey.
Yeah.
I'm going to win. You going to win. Everybody around me winning. Yeah. Everything around me winning.
Hey, hey, what's going on in Carriage Nation? Listen, I'm trying to tell you, you know, this is Dr. Hickman, the pastor. Come on, it's your friend, it's your counselor, it's your mentor, it's your cousin. Come on, it's your next door neighbor, it's your confidant. You know how we do. We strong and courageous. Listen, today I'm coming to tell you right now, listen, man, I got somebody in the room that if you don't think you can do it, when he finished with you today, you're going to feel like you can knock down mountains, you can climb mountains, and ain't nothing going to be too hard for you. When you talking about somebody who's got this strength naturally, but then physically can do that thing, you got something working. And on the foundation of God, look, I got Mr. Stevie Bags Jr. in the house, straight out of Florida, now in Atlanta. Listen here, he's got a story that we want to unpack today. But when I talk about strength, I had a conversation with this brother over the phone, and I felt like, listen, I'm running to Atlanta. I'm not even going to drive or fly. You just made me feel like I could do that, right? The encouragement when you speak to another brother and he make you feel like, come on, man, let's do this. This guy could be on any other platform. He's national. He has a following, all of those things. But guess what? He said, bro, you in Christ. You're my brother. I want to do my part. And if I can share my platform with you, I will do that. Whatever seed I can give you, I'm going to release that. And we connected on the word of God. We on that phone just going back and forth. I mean, we hitting it back and forth on that word. And I said, my God, yes, sir. A great man of God, a nice looking man of God, a husband, a father. Come on, a son, an entrepreneur. Come on, an author, an actor. Come on, and a man of God on all of it. So come on, man. Bags.
Man,
tell
Doc,
the people, hey.
Doc, thank you, man. You know, people always talk about reflection. But you only do two things. You either reflect or deflect.
Yeah.
So what you see in me, I see in you.
Wow.
So I appreciate your hospitality, you having me here to break bread with you in fellowship to help share some information to the people to lift the veil, bro.
Yeah,
that's what it's about.
Yeah, to lift the veil. And listen, y'all, when he came through the building, I had on a suit. I said, no, you're not. No, you're not going to come on my podcast and try to outshine me. I ain't got the muscle like you got, but I'm strong.
Hey, you got it on. He put it on now.
I said, so I got to go in my little bag and try to bring out something to fight him with. Come on, right?
Hey, listen, the best thing he got on him is what's on his crown. When I seen that Yud Hey Wafe, I seen the name above all names.
Above all names.
That Yahweh, man. And so, man, you caught me at Yahweh, bro.
Yeah. And see, that's what one of the things that he and I talked about. See, people can see different things, but if it has no meaning,
come on,
then what you got it on for? We come to draw people out of darkness into the light.
Come
man.
On, bro.
And if God gave you a gift for that,
you better
you
use it.
Know how to use
you better
that because
use
it's going to be for his kingdom building.
Yes, sir.
It's for what he's going to do. And so, man, listen, you know, we got so many places to go. And
yes,
we ain't going to be able to do it all in one. So what we going to do is you're going to like, subscribe this thing.
Yeah.
And you're going to demand that he get back on this show.
Let's go.
You know, we got a show. But this is what I'm going to tell you. I got rapid fire for him. Because, you know, I got to come correct with him. Because, you know, he just come out here like this. All American, NFL, CFL, actor shows and all this. I mean, come on, teams and all those things. And, I mean, amazing.
Yeah, bro.
I mean, God just...
No, listen. I when you're going through the journey, you don't recognize the power in a lot of the things you've accomplished. Because society always makes you look forward.
Yeah.
Oh, the front windshield is bigger than the rear window for a reason. Well, I tell people, you don't have to go back. But sometimes you do have to look back to see what you've attained and achieved and accomplished, because you've dealt with an obstacle. What you thought was an obstacle was just an obstacle course of life. And you got to be able to maneuver it, and you got to be able to pick up the tools and the tool belt and move and add it on to what you can do and use for the betterment of your purpose.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And because, listen, a lot of people, bro, they die, but they don't know why they live. The worst thing to do is to die, but not know your why.
Why? How did you know your why, man?
I knew my why because at the end of the day, purpose is more important than anything. My purpose is even more important than my children.
Yeah.
Okay? Because if I'm not living my purpose, I'm not going to be the best version of me for them.
Wow.
I don't live for anything outside of me. See, this the problem with society, Doc, is that people say, call you self-centered when you get centered in yourself. But the word says, as a man thinketh, so is he.
So
if you're thinking for everything outside of you instead of inside of what the Most High gave you to give to them, you out of alignment.
Boy, you better preach.
Out of alignment. So there should be no other idols before God. No spouse, no children, no career, no nothing. Come before the Most High God. So what are we talking about? Yeah. Your ministry is only a ministry if you came, if you meant, in the word ministry is IN, like you say, encourage.
Yeah.
Is IN.
Yeah.
The most powerful the most powerful words in the English language starts with IN. Mm. Intellect, intimacy, information, insecurities, insight.
Yeah,
it's all about what's in. Most people don't want to go within, so they end up without.
Ooh.
If you don't go within, the only way out is to go in.
Ooh.
Right? And so, bruh, the journey has taught me how to go within. Because when you play on 11 teams in 10 years, you know what I'm saying? Five NFL, five CFL, one arena. When you come from an HBCU, and even though you was three-time All-American, Black College Player of the Year, and they still don't draft you.
Wow.
When you at a HBCU and you supposed to be at a PWI, so according to your stats, I broke the Florida State single season sack record in football. I had 26 quarterback sacks my senior year in high school.
Whoa.
6A football. The biggest class you can get at that time. Then you go to Bethune, break the NCAA record for tackles for loss in sacks, and you still don't get drafted. Then you go lead the CFL in sacks, and they still want to play with you in the NFL. So I said, oh, okay, I get it. What you thought was rejection was your protection.
Whoa.
If I would have gotten the money and the fame and everything that came with my ability at that time, I wouldn't be who I am now. You probably would have seen me on 30 for 30. You know what I'm saying? So I think people got to understand when you're going through what you're going through, your rejection is your protection.
Your rejection is your protection.
And sometimes in order for you to come over, that's the only way you overcome is you have to come over.
Got to come over.
Yes, sir.
Come over.
You have to come over in order to overcome.
Wow. Which means you got to change position, which also changes view. And then it also may reveal purpose.
That's it.
And then you can see your why.
Man, bro, you just hit it on the head. Because if you look at your habitat, people, if you don't like the habitat you in right now, if you don't like your habitat, because your habitat is where you're at, you must change your habits. You got to change your habits. My coach used to say, Bags, it's only the only one thing that separates a success from a failure. And I'm like, well, what's that, coach? And he's like, nah, but that one thing, everybody says, well, I just do that one thing and then I could be successful too.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the things that failures don't like to do, successful people don't like to do them either. They just get in the habit of doing it. When you change your habits, you can change your habitat. When you change your personality, you can change your personal reality. People don't want to change their personality though, bro. Because change hurt. Change is uncomfortable.
Yeah, absolutely.
People want to sit in comfort. You can't sit in comfort when everything in the world is always changing.
Yeah.
Seasons is always changing.
Yeah. What we don't know is what pain did the caterpillar have to go through in order to become the butterfly.
Come on.
But in the cocoon, everything that was before was left. But what was to come was prepared.
Yes, sir.
So when you elevate, you ain't got to crawl no more.
You don't have to crawl. And you can sustain it, though.
Yeah.
It's one thing to get to the mountaintop, but if you get there too fast and you don't have enough armor,
yeah.
them fiery darts coming at you on the top of the mountaintop.
Nobody's Ephesians now. Come on.
The bigger your audience, the bigger your audit, bruh.
Woo.
You want more followers on the gram and on TikTok and on YouTube.
You got more audience coming.
Man, you got to get more audience.
Because
you got a bigger audience. Everybody not about to agree with you.
Oh, okay.
And guess what? Okay. You don't have to agree with me, bro. Yeah. I don't need you to agree with me.
Wow.
Because I'm with the one that's I'm with the greatest agreeer on the planet. You, hey, wife, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
So what? I don't need validation and affirmation from man when I got affirmation from the Most High.
Wow.
Come on, bro.
Man. Wow. Come on, man. Listen. Why are you trying to do this already? We just started.
Bro,
you rapping fine on me already.
You said it.
How you fine?
You
like
called
that,
this out.
What in the world?
You called this out, beloved.
This fire.
You called it out because right now it's a time, it's a pivotal time in the world that if our people don't change, because our people don't perish for a lack of voting.
Yeah.
You don't perish for a lack of taking vaccines. You don't perish for a lack of swag. You don't perish for a lack of going to church. Y'all go to church more than anybody, but you perish for a lack of knowledge.
Knowledge.
Because you don't know yourself, you can't show yourself. When you know yourself, then you can show yourself, and then you can say, well, you know what? If you made in the image and likeness of God, Negro, give me some evidence of that.
Come on.
Stop claiming God and show me that God then claimed you.
Ooh, ooh. Encourage. What in the world just happened?
Stop claiming Yah and show me Yah has claimed you. Yeah. If you got Yah in you, show me the anointing in that you're talking about.
The anointing.
If you the original people, come up with some original thoughts.
Yeah. Wow.
You thinking like your oppressor and wondering why you oppressed, depressed, suppressed.
My God.
It's right there, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm so passionate. I wanted to come in here and show a little bit more equanimity. But it's not. It's time out for the equanimity.
Why? You got to be who you are.
Yeah, no, no.
Why are we gonna be facade?
No, I ain't gonna never do that.
It can't work. I mean, you know, it's like somebody.
But you just classy. I just wanted to come in a little bit more classy than that. But sometimes you got to hit. No, you got to hit them right in the face with it, beloved.
Absolutely, I would never want you to do nothing, and that's like me. A lot of times we want to be accepted, but you ain't gonna be accepted in every arena.
Nah.
As long as you respect it.
That part.
You ain't got to be accepted.
That part.
As long as we respect,
yes.
It's okay.
Yes.
And we have to understand our giftings.
Yep.
We got to understand our calling.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to understand our purposes of why God gave us it. And I'm saying why God gave you these platforms.
Mm.
That was about your gratification, but giving him glory. Absolutely.
That part.
I'm going all these different places.
Yeah.
But now God said, now that I've done that, what you going to do for me now for the rest of your life?
Mm.
How are you going to show me now that I'm bigger than any field you can be on? The world is my oyster.
The beautiful thing about moving from football, bro, I've always been a speaker. I've been speaking since high school.
Yeah.
Going out to different elementary schools, and I was an All-American at Bethune. They would have me go to the middle schools, elementary and high schools to speak to the young people because I always had a passion to give back.
Yeah.
But I never knew I would be acting on the stages that I'm on now. From BML.
He an actor, man. I mean, he had to throw that in there. He had to get me on there.
Yeah, only reason I'm saying that is because the synergy between the acting world and what I'm talking about is that when you read the Bible, you're reading a script. When I read my acting, I'm reading a script.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I just learned how to look at the script in the Bible, like the script that I read, and take the meat and leave the bones. And like, hold on. Dang. David and Goliath, did that mean he was really fighting a giant? Or do you have a giant in your mind called fear, called doubt, that you got to take a rock and a stone and hit so that you can, come on, Israel. Tribe of Yehuda, stand up to that giant. Heaven and hell is what? We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and evilness and wickedness in high places. High places, not the government, y'all. The highest place is your mind. That's the highest place on your body is your mind. So whoever controls the mind controls the man. This is your kingdom come. Everybody love to come, but they hate the kingdom. Okay. So king over your dome, you will have a kingdom.
Yeah.
Queens, you want to be a queendom? Queen over your dome.
Yeah.
we think above the waist instead of below the waist. I've been there. And sometimes I'm still there. I'm not talking on no soapbox. I'm not one of these fake people that's going to tell you that I've arrived. No, I'm arriving.
Yeah.
When you see me tomorrow, you're going to have to re-meet me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come
on. Absolutely.
But see, people are not authentic no more, beloved.
Yeah. Yeah.
The most powerful energy you're going to ever run into is authenticity. Yeah. Not love, not hate, not respect. Authentic.
Being who you call to be.
If you're not real, man, get out my face, bro.
Yeah.
That's what you represent.
Yeah.
And if it weren't for my brother Allen and you and the vibration and energy, and then this studio, I know the owner of this studio, so it was all synergistic.
Wow.
Yes. We did an interview years ago.
Wow. You've been here before.
Bruh. And not at this one. He was working somewhere else. Come on.
But didn't even know. I'm online. When I selected this, Allen didn't even tell me. And I sent it to my team. I said, I think this will probably be a play. It's got energy coming through the light. I think the setting, you know, it's going to be good. I think we're here. And everything. And now you come and say, see, it was a purpose and a reason. And when the Spirit of God is speaking, sometimes we want to overrule that.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I'm speaking. Audibly move.
Mm.
Select that. You're going to know why you selected that place. I'm going to show you why you had to meet bags. I'm going to show you why you had to get to Atlanta today. I'm going to show you why. You don't know now why it is, but I know the why. Mm. I know why I had to bring you here.
Bruh, who, what, when, and where are all great questions. But if you don't know the why, if you don't know why, it's over. Who killed him? Oh, we know who killed him.
Yeah.
How he got killed? He got shot.
Yeah.
When? Oh, well, that was last week. What? He got hit with a gun. But why?
Wow.
All those other things are subordinate to the why, man. Mm. That's when, see, the why is the I am that I am.
Yeah.
Mm. The I am that I am is the why. I'm not a human being. I'm a being that's human.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm a being that just so happened to be human.
Yeah.
I'm not a human being. Because you got to be before you can become.
Mm.
Most people want a podcast, they want a ministry. But are you going to talk to your local elementary school? Are you going to that rec center and talking to them children now? Nah. But you saying you want to get in a pulpit. Well, stop pulling God in. Y'all stop pulling people in a pit and lift God up.
Mm.
It's called a pulpit because most of y'all pulling people in a pit instead of lifting the Most High up.
Mm.
Why it should be called a holy stage? Because I want you to be set apart.
Set apart.
It should be called a consecration turn up. So I want you to consecrate your mind.
Oh God, you talking about purified? You talking about stripping?
Come on.
You talking about melting yourself?
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was not in just a fiery furnace. Yeah. They had to burn off the things in their life to go to a new level
in order to see Him.
Come on, beloved.
In the midst of it.
Come on.
That even when they close you up.
Was Daniel in the lion's den? Or was he facing a predator called taxes? Was he facing a predator called my habits?
Yeah.
My vices.
Wow.
What? Those are the predators that we face in our life. That's being in the lion's den.
Yeah, absolutely.
Were you in the belly of a whale? Or were you being swallowed up by your circumstances, bro?
Man.
Wife has been calling you right now as your appointed time to step into your anointing.
Mm.
But no, we want to go by what society give you. You was born before a birth certificate.
Mm.
You going to die before a death certificate. And you was married before a marriage certificate many times. Sisters, how many husbands do you have? Mm. You are the carrier of the energy. So if you got too many men in you, guess what happened? You got a reprobate mind because you got too much energy in you. You are the carrier, baby. Man, it's our fault if we put our seed in soil that's not in alignment with how we think.
Hmm.
If you want to look at the state of the nation, you have to look at the children. Who children are most effed up? The melanated children. Who's the first teacher of a child? The mother. If you want to look at the state, you got to look at the mother and the children. If you want to look at the future of the nation, you have to look at the men. The men are out of alignment. It's Most High Yah, the man, the woman, the child. So when we get in alignment, bruh, then the women got to fall in order. But if you out of order, lying, but you acting like a sheep.
Mm.
So you had somebody tell you a sheep, but you supposed to be from the tribe of Yehuda, a lion. They've been lying and telling you that you're not a lion. They've been lying. That's why they told you to go to the library and not the truth bury. Mm. They bury the truth at the library with a bunch of lies.
Mm.
But if you're not spiritually in alignment, you don't see the lies because you're not grounded.
Okay. So how do you stay grounded?
Yeah.
How do you get grounded?
Self-inventory.
Wow.
The greatest way for me to get grounded is for me to do self-inventory to say, hey, man, bro, you got to tighten up. That went right. Mm. Now, you know you went on point when you made that decision.
Wow.
Everything that happens to you, see, when the word say you made an image and likeness of God, you are the God of your reality. Mm. So whatever reality you have, whatever existence that you're living in, it's all, bruh. It's all, hear me, y'all. It's all just a reflection of your inner thoughts and the inner dialogue that you have with yourself. Mm-hmm. You can't be the wealthy and the wanting. You can't be the healthy and the sick. You can't say by his stripes I'm healed, but in your heart you really feel sick. You can't walk around saying, "Oh, blessed by the best and forgiven for the rest," and boy, I'm finna get this money, and then feel and say you broken on the inside. You got to pick one. The spiritual world, the quantum world. There can be no neutral thoughts in the quantum world. There has to be all, no matter the matter, no matter what I see, no matter what the bank account say, yeah, no matter what doctors say, what's the prognosis or diagnosis, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I know what I say that I got from the answer from the Most High. And hey, oh boy, I'm the healthiest thing on the planet.
So there's power in what you say.
Your words carry power.
Your words carry power.
But your thoughts.
Your thoughts.
Shape your reality.
Shape your reality.
That's why it says, as a man thinketh, so is he. But it's not just about the soul. You know, as a man thinketh, so is he, so is he. No, it's what are you sowing into your mind?
Yeah, what are you sowing?
What are you seeds are you sowing in the mind and in the spirit broader than mind?
How did you hold on and not allow the seeds that have been sown? Man, you've been acting. You're speaking. You've been in all these arenas. You've been invited to VIP events. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How did you not allow that celebrity status to change who you are?
Bruh, the Most High didn't allow it. See, my path was what it was because I'm not going to let you go. That's why I said, you thought it was rejection, Stevie, when you didn't get that role. It was your protection.
Yeah.
When you didn't make all pro and make it to the Hall of Fame in the NFL like you know you could have with your talent, anybody who ever played with me know what it was. I'm in the Black College Hall of Fame. Okay, same place as Jerry Rice, Walter Payton, Michael Strahan, Mel Blunt, and all those guys. I'm in that same class with them. So you know it was up on the field. But I got, it's an NFL called Newfound Life, son. That's what I got for you. The Now Forever League. We ain't running up and down the field for no oppressor. Mm. I'm about to show you how to go to the Super Bowl in the game of life.
Mm-hmm. Game of life.
MVP in the game of life. Football, excuse my French, but sometimes you got to cuss because our people are under a curse, man. Mm. Our people are under a curse. So sometimes you got to cuss. And that's what they don't understand. When you get real results, when you give people real, genuine, authentic energy, it's not called outergy, bro. It's called energy. I-N-N-E-R, just like encourages, I-N-courage.
That's right.
It's not out-courage.
Yeah.
You secure, baby, it's not my fault. You better, it's called insecurity, not out-security. Mm-hmm. Something outside of you didn't make you insecure.
Right.
Just like I said earlier, I was born before I had a birth certificate. I was secure before I had a social security number. Okay? So I was already secure. I'm not self-created.
Absolutely.
If it was up to me, I would have gave myself a little more height, a little more money, and a little more something else.
A little bit more.
Come on.
A little bit more.
That's just how we are from the carnal world. Absolutely. Your carnality is always pulling you back to earth. Your divinity is always pulling you away from earth. Mm. So it's a constant battle of trying to stay in harmony with that energy. That's why if you stay in alignment with the quantum, the 5D world, the spiritual world, as opposed to just looking at the 3D. You get tricked by the 3D. I just said something on a podcast the other day. If you don't lead, they call it third eye, but I call it your first eye. If you lead with your first eye, then your two physical eyes can't deceive you. But if you only lead with these two eyes, your spiritual eye can be deceived because you're going off the matter and not the mind. Mm-hmm. In the middle of the word mind is what? I-N. Mm-hmm. in, bro. In. 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 You gotta keep telling yourself that. In. You better go in, boy.
It's already in.
You have to go in, doc.
Yeah, yeah. In order to understand that.
Come on, man.
And I think that a lot of times we forget that and we allow things, people, to determine what's already in you. Mm. We go looking outward for what's inward. God said, I've already created. I got you.
Mm.
All those things about doing is just supporting what I want to get out.
Yes, sir.
And when we don't understand those things, we don't understand our value, our purpose, our why.
Mm.
As to what it is that God had already created you to be. That's why you were created before the birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
It just became the number in the earth realm.
Come on.
And then he numbered you going out. But he already knew that. Father already had that set up for you. And again, when we live by spiritual guidance and understanding who the Father is.
We make this realm very easy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's less stress then.
Yeah.
Because you already know not some things, but all okay. things work together for the good to them that love the Lord thy God.
Yeah. 11.
It's a layup, bro, when you really see it. You make life very easy when you really see it.
That's the layup. He didn't say throw the pad to the
ball. Man, no, it's a layup, man.
Which means it's already right there. The basket is there. The hoop is there. All you got to do is just go in.
Just lay up.
It would go in.
Easier than a free throw.
Oh, you're easy. Yeah, absolutely.
Easier than a free throw.
It's a shorter distance than making that basket, man.
Come on, man.
Let's make sure, right? It's more pressure standing on the line.
Come on.
But it's going on. It's less pressure being in the line.
Ooh, okay.
All right, man. I had to take you to the loop on that one. Listen, part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you already know that. This energy right here. All right, look, I want to throw my hat off just because of the fact that he giving it, man. Look, I know Encourage Nation, look, he got all that. I mean, he has laid it down. But before I let him go, he fly. You already see it. What is it you got in your closet that you say, man? This right here, if you come act for it, Pastor D,
yeah.
Doc D, I ain't giving it to you because right here, this is my favorite. What is it?
Hey, man, I got this hat.
And
on the hat, it says fly. But my acronym for fly is first love yourself.
First love yourself.
See, if I first love myself, then I can love anything or anybody else that's connected to me.
I like that.
But if I hate me, yeah. How would I ever celebrate you?
Yeah.
So, to me, it's never been about the clothes. It's about what's in the clothes.
Yeah,
absolutely. It ain't about what you driving. It's about what drives you, y'all.
What's driving you?
Everything to your point that's driving you is outside of you,
yeah.
And not inside of you, then when you park that Bentley, that's where the Bentley stops.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you get out, that's where the opulence stops.
That's it.
But when you are walking Bentley, yeah. Oh my goodness.
And this is going to be my final
question. Wait, yeah, let the spirit move you. Let the spirit move you, dog.
This has been our conversation like this. Listen, but what I started to say, legacy.
Uh-huh.
What is it you want to leave behind for your kids and for people? What do you want them to say about bag?
Okay, I'm going to say this. And I'm only saying this because I really very intentional about the power of words.
Yes, sir.
Y'all, I'm not going to tell nobody what they have to do. But please go research the word black. Go research the word kids. Go research. Those are two of the most powerful spells that y'all cast on y'all self. Two of the most powerful things that you cast. One of the worst thing you can call yourself is black. Mm-hmm. Number one, take the B off black is lack. Mm-hmm. And we be in lack. They be in lack of information, of power, of unity, of love. You be in lack because you've allowed somebody to call you black. That word in every other language means white. Blanco, black, Blanco is white.
Mm-hmm.
Blanc in French is white. The word black in Latin means white or colorless.
Yeah.
How somebody going to call you colorless when you the most colorful thing on the planet? All right? Stop calling your children kids or your seeds kids. Your seeds, a kid is a baby goat or animal. If we want our children to stop acting like animals, we got to stop calling them out their name. Even the word children, I'm just finding out, bruh, is cattle.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been saying seeds. I've just been changing the language when I refer to my young seeds and other people's seeds because we got to understand and understand the power of the words that we're saying. Who's giving you the language to call yourself black? And you wonder why you the most in-lack person on the planet. You the only people who hair grow up to God. Everybody else hair grow down. But you don't see your power, man. Because your oppressor or your depressor or your suppressor has introduced you with a concept. And this is how sneaky it is. First, they introduce you. And once they introduce you, then they seduce you with the idea.
I knew it. Coming. Seduce.
And when they seduce you, bro, then they reduce you. And once you get reduced, then you can no longer produce.
No. I got it in my bag right now. Because bags have just given me my bag.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to tell
hey,
you.
Hey, Doc.
Man.
Doc, legacy. I just want to answer the legacy one. Because I know we're going to get out of here. Legacy is not what you leave for people. It's what you leave in people. Bags. It's not what you leave. It's called an inheritance, not an outheritance.
Yeah.
Going back to the word, see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Inheritance.
Yeah. Right.
Not what you leave outheritance. The legacy is what you leave in them.
Mm-hmm.
Not what you just leave for them.
What you leave in them.
Because if you put something in them, they always going to have this as an abundant. Because we have dominion over this. That's what I thought. That's what the word said. I could not correct me if I'm wrong, Pastor.
Yeah, you're absolutely.
So what? If we have read a word and it told you you have dominion, why would you give your power to the government? If the Bible says or the word says, be in the world but not of the world, why are y'all voting when you should be a theocrat, not a Republican or a Democrat?
Wow.
Theocracy is under God law. Whatever Yahweh say, that's what it is.
I'm gonna say it.
Please.
I gotta put a pin in that one because I'm trying to tell you. That's all I'm gonna say. You encourage. Y'all know I ain't been speechless for so many times. This one right here. He done took me to the, wait a minute, what is happening here? He done came and hijacked my, he done took my bag and gave me bags.
Brother.
I said, he done gave me bags. I'm like, I got that bag. What it were? So he done left me down full
for
some things.
Come on.
That helped enlighten. And that's what this is all about. It's about the enlightenment. It's about us showing, appreciating some things you may not have known.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want you to say about encourage.
You don't got to think like, you ain't got to think like me.
Yeah.
I just want you to think like me. I decided to think. That's what changed my life.
Yeah.
Society teaches you what to think, but not how to think.
Right.
So when you hear something and it's like, well, man, that should shift how I think. But when you first hear it, it's so shocking to the psyche that you're like, no, I want to hold on to my tradition. No, open your hand to truth, man.
Mm.
I want to hold on to my religion. No, open your hand to righteousness.
Mm. Yeah.
Righteousness, not religion. Righteousness. When we get that, beloved, now we're talking about changing the whole narrative of everything. Because it's you can be right and not righteous. But if you're righteous, you always gonna be right.
The book is coming out soon. And it will be featured on Encourage Nation. I'm trying to tell you.
Go get woke. Go get my first book, is Greater Than the Game.
Secret.
My second book is Woke. Yeah. Dictionary for the Conscious Mind.
Yeah.
You can find those anywhere.
Yeah.
Listen, the greatest thing that you can do is iron sharpens iron, steel sharpens steel.
Absolutely.
But my brother, will sharpens will.
Mm-hmm.
So every relationship that you connected to, it got to have reciprocity.
Yeah.
Reciprocity is a universal law.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You will never get in an argument with a tree, bro. Whatever the tree exhales, you inhale, and what you exhale, the tree inhales. So you don't got to give me what I give you, Doc. Just give me reciprocity, and we always going to be straight.
Going to always be.
Love, man.
Well, you just heard it. Bags and filled my bag, man. I'm trying to tell you. Listen, Encourage Nation, I don't even know what to say because you done rocked me over here. Listen, I'm the Doc. I'm the counselor, I'm your pastor, I'm your friend, I'm your cousin. Listen, I'm your encourager. Listen, at this particular point right now, I am so full on understanding and appreciation for this. Thank you for not being a celebrity.
Come on, bro.
But thank you for spilling the spirit and presence of God and coming representing the kingdom in your own unique way, that I can respect that. Mm. I respect your gift. I respect your calling. I respect your purpose. And I respect your will. Mm. And so, God, I thank you that today, when we get people who respect the you and us, we can love better. We can do better. Mm-hmm. We can come out, and we can stop trying to put people in pits, and we can pull them out. Ooh. And then we can go to the nations, and we can pull them out because we tell them and show them who we are, because we are living inheritance in them and not just leaving it for them. Mm. And so as we do this today, we'll be back. This one right here, I'm coming back to Atlanta. I promise you. I need you to share.
I'm coming to see you.
I need you.
Hey, I'm coming to see you next time.
Come to the DMV. I ain't going to just say Richmond. I'm going to say DMV because we sell.
Because you know, when I used to play for the Ravens, I used to stop up in D.C., you know, and we played against Howard every year. So
okay. Well, I'm familiar. It ain't nothing to it. You come on here. But I'm just going to say it again. Encourage Nation. You have been encouraged. So let's do this thing again. I want you to support my brother. Continue to follow what he's doing and his acting career, all those great things. But I need you to like, share, and those things. Share the word. This is word of encouragement. It has so many facets to it. So today, I just want to say again, I appreciate you. I thank you for tuning in. I look forward to our next podcast. But today, I need you to appreciate this one. All right. God bless.
Peace and power. I'm going to win. You going to win. Everybody around me winning. Yeah, everything around me winning, yeah.